the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 109 here in Jackson is having their annual POW MIA vigil at their chapter grounds on West Franklin Street this Friday. Member in good standing, Bob Wilkinson, joins us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Tell us, Bob, about the program Friday.
Well, for the past 41 years, they've been holding a POW MIA vigil. We started doing it in about 1984 when our group first started up. The first fellas that did it were just sat on the park bench up in Veterans Park up there, Withington Park. Mm-hmm. And it has grown and grown till now. It is, we spent the whole 24 hours from 3 o'clock Friday to 3 o'clock Saturday just honoring and the POWs and MIAs. It is a nationwide thing that happens all over the place. And we have tied it in this year with we're doing some dedication of our field of honor at the same location, so it's going to be quite the event for us anyway. So it's basically to honor and make known that probably there still remains and there is of people over there that
sure
have been brought back. So that's what we're trying to do.
How many members in your group, Bob?
We have just over 100 fellas.
Uh-huh.
And gals. The Vietnam veterans now will accept associate members, which don't just have to be somebody that is patriotic, and could be ladies, it could be men that were never in the military. So our numbers are now growing, believe it or not, and with the age group that we are.
Yeah,
that's pretty much unheard of, but we are growing because we're trying to open it up to all people in that patriotic category, and any military, doesn't matter which ones.
Yeah, we talk often about World War II, but really we're losing a lot of the Vietnam vets now, aren't we?
We're losing about 540 per day are dying. Most of them are dying off because of Agent Orange. It finally came back to haunt us. Some of the things that are happening are directly related to that. So the death rate is really going up. I mean, obviously, too, we're all in that 70s, right around there,
yeah,
age group. And I'm sure, you know, there's some things that look, but there's very few, you know, very few World War II guys, and a few Korean War, but Vietnam's going quickly. It's part of the society. Yep. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yep.
Memories never go away, do they, Bob?
No. It's hard to explain to people what war is like unless you actually lived it. And no matter how old you are, something can trigger it and cause, you know, the PTSD. And there's lots of people in the military and out of the military that are committing suicide because of that. But hopefully they'll get that under control here soon, I hope.
Well, you came through it well, but it impacts your life, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I never wanted to admit that I had a PTSD problem because I just, you know, was a tough guy. You know, there's no problem with me. And some issues with my health triggered it, and now I seek help for it because it brought back memories of 50 years ago. I don't, you know, why. I guess it was triggered by something else. So.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens, and there's not much you can do but make sure you get some help. That's my suggestion.
So this will be a 24-hour program. The actual opening ceremony is at 6 p.m. Friday, if you can make it down there. I'm sure That's probably when you'll have your largest crowd.
Well, yeah. Well, it opens at 6 with we have a thing we do for the MIPOW, you know, opening ceremony, and there's a set thing that we've done for years that's all military geared. Good if you've never seen it before, or even if you have. But then directly after we're done with that, we're going to do the Field of Honor. We'll have that area all decked out. Let me tell you, we've been very, very blessed for the support we have received in the community from different organizations and private donors. We were able to take this 2 lots that we were given beside our building, and we've worked on it for several years, and it's finally coming to the end here real soon. But we put about $35,000-$40,000 in this place, and most of it is on donations, you know, from whomever. Started out with the Kiwanis Club, gave us a nice donation, and then from there, just one thing after another, and probably somebody you know, Bob Johnson, he has been real good about helping us out, because he's a former, or not a former, a Vietnam vet, too.
Sure.
But, yeah, it starts then, and we'll have some cake and punch or whatever for those people that do come, and if they just want to see what the area is like, and we've got a field of bricks where you can engrave, have them engraved, from any military person. As a matter of fact, we have people from the British Army on there, because my grandpa and my uncles were all in the military over there. My mom was a war bride, so you can have any military person you want, active, past. It's not just there for people that have given their lives or have died. It's for everybody, you know, who's in, anybody that's been in the military or in the military. So
now, Bob, is that at the 235 Franklin location?
Yep. That's where we started doing it there. We put 7 big flagpoles up, built a berm with it on top, and we have 2 kind of like memorials, we call them. We have a 3rd one on the way. We'll be here by Friday, but we have one just talking about the people that have put names on it, people that have really given us large donations, and thanking them. And then the other one we have out there is the Agent Orange one, to bring that to light, what that's all about, and people kind of understand, and it helps people come to the grips that if they have it, there doesn't necessarily mean they got to go and hide someplace or do something that harm themselves or whatever.
How do people find out about having a brick engraved, Bob?
Well, one will have flyers there.
Okay.
But you also can go on DVA Chapter 109 and the under Field of Honors, and they will, there's a form that you can do, and you really don't even have to see us. You can do it all online and purchase it, then it'll be sent to us, and we will know. And then when we have to have so many, or I forget how many, but then we order, like, let's say there's 100 of them, we get them all at once, and then we'll put them in, but we will notify everybody when their brick is in, so they can, you know, come and look at it.
Sure.
And so we have enough room for 600 different names right now, and I think we've only got 150, maybe 170 people on there right now. We laid it all out, and then as somebody comes with a brick with their name, we'll pull that blank brick out and put the new one in, and hopefully everybody will buy a brick. It not only that, but it helps us offset the cost of taking care of the place.
Sure.
We're trying to beautify that neighborhood best we can. For those people that don't know where 235 what Franklin is, if you know where the Interfaith Shelter is, we're just kitty corner across in the smallest building in Texas. And I swear, our building's about 20 by 20. And we have a meeting there. You have to be very cozy. And lately, we had to have our meetings all outside because we go over the limit. So I'm hoping something will happen soon because I don't want to be sitting outside when it's 20 below zero. So,
not many beer parties in there. Yeah.
No. We don't have any of that stuff. We're too small. We're a very active organization as far as community involvement and school involvement for a lot because we've done, I don't know how many. We're over, I think it's like 27,000 students in the last 5 years that we've talked to and went to the schools.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so we're really active in the community. We'd like to do a lot of community things. Of course, we'd like to honor the vets that passed away, so we have our own honor guard, and we're going Thursday to Hillsdale now. As the veterans start passing away, including us, there's not a lot of honor guards out there anymore. You know, it's hard to find the young people that are getting out of the military now. They got families, they got their job. You know, it's hard for them to do a Dave funeral. So we're trying the best we can to hold up our end and do it as long as we can. So
you'll be at the Franklin location Friday, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We'll have, and I'll be there, and we'll have, I'm assuming by the response we're getting, we should have quite a few people there, and we invite anybody that is just interested in coming down, and then if they want to see the bricks work, that may be something that they will be able to fill out right then. They can give it to us, and we can send it in, whatever. We want as many people as we can get to be in part of the Field of Honor.
Bob, thanks for your service, and that's a great group, the Vietnam Vets Chapter 109.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you and your radio stations for helping us through the years, and that's great. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bob Wilkinson from the Vietnam Vet Chapter 109 here in Jackson.